Hey there. Today I'm sharing a story about my experience yesterday when I decided to let the field do the math for me at the grocery store. And what do I mean by the fields? Well, if you're new to this, you're going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about. But if you've been following along, the fields are levels of consciousness that I consciously choose. And if you listen along to 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness, then you're going to know I give you calibrations of things. And I give you the number for the calibration of things. And you can choose fields. You don't have to sit back and just go along for the ride. You can actively choose the fields of consciousness you want to be aligned with. And then let the field of choice work out the details of it all. So when I went to the grocery store, I understood I can let the fields do the math for me at the grocery store. And it's interesting what I decided about something, what it was and how it played out while shopping for Thanksgiving supplies. And I know I'm onto something pretty profound, and I want to share it with you to play with as well. And today's main topic is called The Divine Calculator, How I Found Thanksgiving and Transcendence in Aisle 5. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. The place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you align with the authentic power and truth of your choosing and become the change you wish to see in your life. Now, your wheel of life is all encompassing. And this is kind of the best way to describe all aspects of your life. And it's called the wheel of life. And in any area of your life, there are no limits to your ability to choose authentic power as opposed to unlimited victimhood experience. Like, let go of the default victimhood experience, which is pretty predominant in our world today. And you can't help but be affected by it unless you wake up and say, I don't need to give my power away to this victimhood experience. So, whatever is important to you, be that relationships, family, career, financial well-being, creative expression, physical health and well-being, whatever is most meaningful to you, you can choose differently and put your attention on it. And I'm here to help you do that, and today is no exception. So if you're new, or you're a new listener to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, welcome. I highly recommend you listen to my Foundational Basics playlist so that you can get up to speed on what this podcast is all about. Because I throw around consciousness calibrations and I throw around numbers and you're like, what the heck does that mean? And it's helpful if you listen to some back, the original podcast, I think it's the first 10 episodes to get you up to speed on what's going on here. And I have to say, those things are old and I'm going to have to redo them because my level of consciousness and the podcast has shifted significantly. So I think it may or may not be helpful. I'm going to test to see if it would be helpful to redo those episodes or not. I mean, it may be perfect for new listeners because you're going to be in a different level with me and you'll grow along with me as you come through the podcast. So this podcast is essentially created to help you help yourself and others align with and choose authentic power and truth as opposed to just guessing or living by default. I like to say, do the math. And you can access this Foundational Basics playlist and all other playlists, like if you love my quizzes or you like the 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness or the Ways to Let Go or the book reviews, whatever those main topics are, you can get all of those playlists at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcasts. So let's get started. I'm going to attempt to keep this episode as simple as possible so you can understand it and give it a try on your own. This is like a little lesson you can take and give a try. But I do need to set up the story a little bit, especially for new listeners. So this is kind of laying the foundation for who I've become and how this kind of awareness came to me at the grocery store. Just a simple, I can totally choose something. And I'll tell you the grocery store thing in a second. So I want to lay the foundation of who I am and who I've become to date. And especially for new listeners, I'm a consciousness research teacher. So I teach the research of consciousness and what the results have come up with in the form of the map of consciousness. And I have a history of choosing the truth and understanding where authentic power resides for all of us. Like, I don't want to guess anymore. I want to make conscious choices, and I want to understand what the heck I went through in my past. This is how I came to be interested in this topic, because I went through some horrific stuff, and I wanted to understand how on God's green earth did I create that. And every day, especially before a podcast, my little mantra is to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard, right? That's simple. It's like, I'm aware I'm connected to all that is. And when I align with the field of truth, then the energy that's flowing within me can only speak the truth, unless I get my head in the way, you know, or I'm in a bad mood or whatever, something, you know, you throw a wrench in the works. But typically it seems fine, because the calibrations of the podcast are pretty high. So, first of all, that's what I do. And I get my head out of the way. I don't have to be right and prove others wrong. I prefer to know the truth about a thing. And as an example, when I talk about whatever level of truth can be heard, most people don't get the teachings of Zen Buddhism. And they don't get the advanced spiritual teachings and books of Dr. David R. Harkins, because the consciousness level of these teachings is in the 900s and above. I mean, it's huge. This is enlightened beings speaking the truth from much higher levels of truth in ultimate reality, right? Enlightenment is becoming aware of aspects of ultimate reality. We do not live in ultimate reality here on earth. That's for sure. And I intend for the audience and the listeners, like you, to get what I'm conveying. And consciousness is abstract, so I speak about it in ways you can understand or begin to understand. That's what my intention is. And next, I make conscious choices and decisions based on calibrations. And if you're a new listener, I'm a subscriber to consciousnesscalibrations.com, where I get calibrations of tons of interesting topics that the community asks calibrations for you. If you're a paid subscriber, you can request calibrations, and there's so many great ones over there that you just wouldn't even think of. So if you want to listen to my episode 187, which was just a couple weeks ago, because we're on 193 right now, you can find out more about the power in choosing something based on its calibration. Like, I go and I choose, I'm like, I'm choosing this today. Like, last week I chose intimacy. I'm like, I totally choose intimacy as an attractor field of consciousness I want to be a part of. And there's all types of intimacy, not just physical. And recently I discovered the power of choosing what's called my dominant dimension. And I'm not going to go into this topic today, but I will do an episode of the power of choosing what is referred to as your dominant dimension next week. It's been a power play for me, let me tell you. Let me just put it that way. And next week, I'll go into a little more detail about how it came about and how I just like, oh, okay, I'm choosing this every day. And why I want to, why I decided to do that and why it's been so effective. So you're going to want to be sure to tune into that one next Tuesday. It's a doozy. And next, I understand that all consciousness fields, all fields of consciousness, whatever they may be, if you're familiar with the map, there's the field of courage, there's the field of fear, there's the field of love, reason and rationality, acceptance, willingness, neutrality. These are all different fields of consciousness you can choose. And all of them are simply impersonal attractor fields of energy. That's it. They're not opinions or judgments. They're just energy fields. And I liken them to giant magnets, like the Earth's gravitational pull, right? And I would assume gravity is the same energy field as the Earth and her bodies, which is 205. I'm assuming that. I don't know that's true. But it kind of makes sense that the energy of gravity is the same as the energy of the Earth and our bodies. Like, our bodies could not be, you know, fixed to Earth if we didn't have gravity to hold us in place. So I liken these attractor fields in consciousness, like love. I'm like, I'm choosing love to be my attractor field. It's this giant magnet, like the mothership, that's now drawing me to it. And I don't have to do anything about it. I've chosen it, and I'm going to allow the power of that field to work out the details of it all. I don't need to get the mind involved. I don't need to get myself involved. This is essentially surrendering to a higher power, but doing it from a different way, going at it in a different way, because the lower mind and the ego have no interest in surrender. The lower mind and the ego and lower consciousness wants to control everything. And hello, that may sound familiar to you, like all of us. I used to be a control freak, for sure. I am not anymore, but in any event, I'm choosing the field to work out my propensity to control. I'm just going to let it go. It's like, you know what? I've chosen the fields of love and above, because I understand the power of them. And I'm going to let that magnetic, unconditionally loving and supportive energy field, by the way, draw me to it and work out the details of it all. I'm going to get out of the way. So when you choose these higher level energy fields, and anything above 200 is a great choice because it just is. When you're choosing at 275 or above, attractor fields of 275 and above, you're choosing things that are of higher mind, which I kind of recommend those as well. Though there are many things in the 200s that are so worthwhile, like kindness. There's many virtues, that they're called, ways of being in the 200s that you want to be. You would choose that. And Dr. Hawkins' go-to level of consciousness that he stuck to every day is to choose kindness to all living things. Ellen DeGeneres did the same thing, by the way. Just saying. You do not have to choose the 900s whatsoever. You do not have to choose the radical pursuit of enlightenment at 600 and above. And, you know, you don't have to choose that whatsoever. And the lower mind thinks, oh, I'm just going to choose 1,000. I'm like, I don't think so. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. And Dr. Hawkins wouldn't either. Unless you can just surrender to it and not get your mind involved in it, because the mind could create problems with that one. That's just my experience. I don't know whether that's true, that's some limiting belief, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we got to unravel our consciousness here is what we're doing. Okay, so finally, this was fun. I did some clearing around beliefs. And if you followed along with my podcast with Linda Armstrong, who's the emotion and body code practitioner, then you'll be interested to know that Dr. Bradley Nelson's newest book, The Belief Code, is out. And Linda is in the midst of Belief Code certification, so she needed to practice. And we did two Belief Code sessions that felt profound and significant in clearing false beliefs. And it revealed to me interesting core beliefs that I got running I wasn't even aware of. And it helps you when you reveal what these core beliefs are. You're like, what the bleep? You know, that's not helpful to have some of these hidden determinants in your energy fields. So it did help me understand more fully how I attract things that I do. And it's also the answer to the question, why do bad things happen to good people? When you go through the body code stuff that, you know, if you go back to those episodes, we did them on video, you can watch Linda and I working. But when you know, some of the live sessions we did, stuff comes up that, like, you would never in a million years guess that they were there. Trapped emotions that you inherit, as an example, that go back hundreds of generations, that type of thing. Super interesting when you find out all this stuff. So I just wanted to lay the foundation of where I'm at energetically and what type of conscious effort I put into things. And this is not to say that you have to go through all that I've been through or follow my path whatsoever. The story today may just click with you and you're like, oh, I get that. I do that already, right? But I'm going to walk through what was the feeling I had while going through it. So, what's interesting to understand, this is something, an insight I kind of came to after going through a lot of suffering and many states of higher consciousness alignment. So God intoxicated ecstasy to something completely opposite of that you don't even want to know about. So in any event, when we all transcend things, whatever it may be, we transcend any type of lower consciousness. We transcend fear, we transcend doubt, whatever. And we do this on many levels in different topics all the time. And when we do that, we then hold the vibration of transcendence of whatever that thing may be. So in the case of listening to my podcast and the story today, you can, like, dismiss everything I just told you that laid the foundation of who I've become. Because everything I've done to shore up my energy fields and break free from lower-level attractor fields of negativity and victimhood helps all of us. It helps the field, right? It's like that rippling effect you may have heard of. It's like a drop of water in the pond, and it ripples out infinitely. It's an infinite ripple affecting all of us in the field. So that's one thing I am confident about, that I hold the vibration of transcendence on many levels. And I'm happy, like, you're like, hell yeah, I'm happy to do that. Just so no one else has to go through what I've been through. Like, I'm like, I don't advise that whatsoever, right? And I even told God, and when I had to talk to God, I'm like, who else are you going to turn to when you're facing what I've faced? And I said, God, let me be the last to experience this. So prayers are answered, let me tell you, in mysterious ways, and we'll talk about that, and that's a good episode, actually, to discuss. I've kind of plotted out my past and seen where the answer to that prayer is showing up. Like, don't let others go through what I've been through, God. Like, I mean, kill me now, if that'll help, right? I was willing to die. Really, I was. So no one else had to go through what I had to go through. All right. So I don't recommend some of those things I've gone through at all. And hopefully my prayer has, you know, you can always choose to be horrified by things. I don't recommend it. All right. So let's get back to the story, to the grocery store I went on. And let's just start out by saying I only had $35 on me and I needed to get some stuff for Thanksgiving. So I'm like, all right. I knew that I could choose to let the field do the math for me. And instead of using my phone calculator or adding up in my head, which I can do, right? I can totally do that. I'm a math whiz. I can do math in my head pretty easily, especially simple math. I said, nope. I felt dominant. I felt like I was in my dominant dimension. And I'm like, I don't have to do anything. I can let the fields of higher consciousness handle the details. So I started to go shopping. I got everything on my list. I had a list. It was pretty long. I got everything on it. But there were a few things that I felt like, you know what, this is going to push it over 35. I wasn't doing the math necessarily, but I was. But I felt like it was more the field, the energy of the field letting me know or just contributing, however you want to look at it, the thought that I can't get that pizza. We're not going to get the pizza. I don't really need it. It's fine. And there's one other thing, maybe two other things I really didn't need. I think it was definitely more than one, two or three things I didn't really need. They were non-essential. I'm like, all right, we're going to skip it because I got $35. That's all. So I felt like, all right, we're not going to get those. And so what happened is I get to the self-checkout and I start ringing everything up. And I'm getting close to the $35 mark, and I've got like five things left in the carriage. So I'm like, all right, let me sort out things in priority. I prioritize what can I live without. So I had three things that I could totally live without. So I kept I'm getting to the last few things. I kept adding it, and I ended up putting everything in my cart, rung it up. It was slightly over $35. But then I remembered, I have coupons. I pulled out, I think there were three coupons. And after I got the coupon discount, my total was $34.85. So this really piqued my interest in the profound possibility of letting go and letting God, or simply choosing a powerful field to effortlessly and simply handle the details of it. This is a simple one, right? This is, I don't have to get in the way of this. I let go of the mind. I didn't have to get involved because it's a little thing. So that may have something to do with bigger things. We've got to work my way up to bigger things. Maybe. So it was fascinating to, I really felt like I decided to let go. I don't need to do anything. I'm going to let the field, especially because I've chosen the field of love and above. The field of love and above is unconditionally loving and supporting. It's like generous and gracious, right? Imagine it as your best, the best friend that you know who is always generous and gracious. That's the field and more. So anyway, choose, you know, when you choose a field and you let, you know, don't use the word God and letting go and surrendering any of that, because that can mess up the energy field, right? Because you have resistance to it or whatever it may be. Make it impersonal, which it is, and just choose to let the higher dimension field work, sort out the details. And that's what I did. And it worked out swimmingly, as I know the field knows I would appreciate it. And I'm noticing that when I'm doing recipes, cooking recipes, using leftovers, everything comes together. So that's how I'm really noticing in the field, everything I need is showing up. It's really fascinating. And when I was in super heightened states of awareness in the 500s and 600s, it was almost spooky how things would show up like immediately. But this is not to scare you. I wasn't fully grounded back then, and now I better understand it. And I'm like, oh, let's let the field do the work. So, in addition to like, it's, you got to let go of the mind. The mind is a superpower, but it gets in the way of the higher energy fields, They're going to do the doing for you and let the miracles happen, right? However you want to look at them or perceive it. I mean, it could be perceived as miraculous to an extent, for sure. But other things, you know, when you align, choose the field of miracles, which is 540. That's the field of miracles. That's the angelic realm. Just choose that impersonal field and get out of the way, right? Just choose it. Let it do its thing. It's going to work out the details. You don't need to get involved. So, and we tend to, especially when you're whole, when you haven't let go of some lower consciousness stuff, the mind tends to overthink and race and overthink everything. And overthinking, by the way, is a lower level of consciousness, which I addressed in the workaholism energy. When you're swimming in workaholism at 170, you're swimming in the same pool as overthinking. So that's a lower level you want to get let go of. So I'm going to do more of this conscious choosing stuff. I'm going to choose the fields and just say, I choose this field to work out the details of whatever it is I have in mind, right? And just see how it plays itself out. And I'll share my results as I go along. If something comes up 1 week, I'm just going to share the story. I'm like, because that's interesting. It's like, oh, let's see what's going on here. So that resistance to simply letting the field take care of the details gets less and less for you just by listening. So this is an invitation for you to choose a field of consciousness and let the field do the math and clear the way for you, whatever it may be. Let the field work out the obstacles that are in the way. And don't get involved with it. Just surrender to the field. Right? Let it go. Let go of the mind. There's a lot of stuff, obstacles in the way, but that field is way more powerful than gravity, let me tell you. Let it do its thing. And if you do choose to play with this, I'd love for you to share results in the comments below the podcast, or better yet, send me an email so I can share it with everyone. There are so many places you can put comments in a podcast. I can't keep up with them all. I don't know where all the comments are coming from because there's so many different channels you can access this from. So if you email me, that way I will definitely get it and see it and be able to share it with others, and that will be fun to do. So you can email me at liz@themindbodyspiritnetwork.com. And put true story share in the subject line, and I will be glad and happy to share your story with our audience. That's it for today's main topic. And I forgot to share this week's interesting calibration, which I'll do right now. The interesting calibration of the week from consciousnesscalibrations.com is the energy of deja vu. And the energy of deja vu, I think it's 390. And what Brian Gibbs over at Consciousness Calibrations has to say about this calibration is that it seems to be the brief experience of emotional timelessness. So the 300s are the energy of the emotions. 390 is the energy of inspiration, I'm pretty sure. That'd be interesting to double check, because deja vu is kind of like an inspiration, right? Or an awareness. Let me see what inspiring is 390, the same energy. Deja vu and inspiring. That's our interesting calibration of the week over at consciousnesscalibrations.com. So that's it for today's main topic episode. Please join me on Thursday for another 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. We're going to let go of something this week. My name is Liz Garcia. I'll see you again on Thursday. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcasts, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.